Strikeout number 8 for Kilpatrick, 4 2/3 for the right-hander. Back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. That home run in the third for Vandenhoevel also went down swinging in the first. He's 1-for-2. Vandenhoevel with nobody on and two outs here in this home half of the fifth inning. First pitch to him from Kilpatrick. A breaking ball that he takes low for ball one. For the Mallards in the sixth inning, 4-5-6 due up. Righty-lefty-righty, Blake Aaron, Will Vierling, and Jake Monroe. The 1-0 pitch from Coley Kilpatrick is fouled away by Miles Vandenhoevel. We'll see when we get to the sixth inning if Brandon Scott will get a third inning of work or if the baton will be passed to VMI right-hander Evan Parmer. An energetic Witterfield crowd on this Friday night, the second of 7 Firework Fridays here this season. The 1-1 on the outside corner. It's in there for a called strike. Kilpatrick, another 2-strike count here in this inning. It's 1-2. Looking for his 9th punch-out in his second start of this summer. Eight on the pitch clock. Kilpatrick rocks and fires. Missing low and outside. Vandenhoevel's worked an even count here at 2-2. Trotter Boston on deck. Jack Matthew to follow. Rafters looking for more. 2-out spark in their bats here in this ballgame. All 3 runs scored last night at the Duck Pond came with 2 away in the 7th. The 2-2. Hit in the air center field. Dickerson ranging to his left, nearing the right center gap to make the grab and retire the side. Another 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. Coley Kilpatrick, he's through 5, and we're through 5 here at Historic Winter Field. 2-1 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top 6 here in Wisconsin Rapids at Historic Winter Field. Rafter fans, welcome back in to tonight's battle between your Rafters and the Madison Mallards. 2-1 the score, 4-5-6 to up for Madison in this frame. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on your home for Rafter baseball, WFHR. Brandon Scott for his third inning of work in relief of Ricky Williams. The left-hander gets to deal with the powerful right-handed hitting first baseman of the Mallards, Blake Guerin, to begin this inning. A run on 4 hits and no errors for Madison. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for the Rafters thus far. First pitch from Scott to Guerin pops this one up in the air on the right side. Into foul ground, Grayson Schaefer. This ball is taken inside the foul line and is fair. It'll touch down in between Boston and Grayson Schaefer. It's down for a leadoff single for Blake Guerin. He's aboard. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting catcher, Will Vierling. Vierling walked on 7 pitches to lead off the second, hit into a 6-4 fielder's choice, most recently in the third. Lefty on lefty battle, the first pitch. Vierling pounces this one foul down the first base line. On deck, it's Jake Monroe, Liam Moreno to follow. Talked about the catcher Vierling and his time at the University of Louisville, just wrapped up his second season. 2023, he had played in 14 games with the Cardinals as the 0-1 pitch bounced in the dirt, blocked by Matthew, but way in front down the third base line. Taking second is Garrett. In that 2023 season, played in 14 games with 10 starts before suffering a season-ending injury to Vierling. He was a 182 hitter with 2 doubles, a home run, and 4 RBIs in his first collegiate baseball season. He's got a man out in scoring position. Mallard's looked to tie it here in the 6th, 1-1. The count here. Scott set the payoff. Hit on the ground, right side on a one-hop. Schaefer will glove, step on the first base bag in time, 3 unassisted. Vierling down as the first out here in the 6th. Garen advances to third in the process. He's 90 feet away with a 2-1 score, and the 6th hitter, Jake Monroe, stepping into the box. Monroe's 1-for-2, went down swinging against the starter, Ricky Williams, back in the 2nd, led off the 4th. First batter off Scott, and the first hit Scott's allowed all season in his 3rd outing now, but was picked off by Brandon Scott during the at-bat of Liam Moreno, who's in the on-deck circle. First pitch from Scott to Monroe. Hit softly on the ground to the right of the mound. Scott will glove and throw to first in time. Garen stays at third. That's a fantastic play. And fielding his position there is Brandon Scott. A 1-3 put out of Monroe is the 2nd out of this 6th inning. Liam Moreno, it'll be up to the Mallard left fielder if they want to try and tie this ball game here in inning number 6. Moreno 1-for-2, singled in his first at-bat back in the 2nd, most recently popped out to the 2nd baseman Trotter Boston in shallow right center field in the 4th. Scott set, hands at the belt, the first pitch. Hit on the ground, over to short. Gloved by McIntosh in his routine position. He'll throw to Schaefer in time. 6-3 put out. Brandon Scott works around a leadoff single of Blake Guerin. 3 scoreless for the left-hander out of the bullpen for your Rafters. 2-1 the score. 2-3-4 due up for Wisconsin Rapids in the home half of the 6th inning. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the 9th inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Madison Mallards as we enter the home half of inning number 6 from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, with you as we are here for all 72 games of this 2024 Northwoods League season. It's the left-hander Aiden Arbaugh to check in for Coley Kilpatrick, the right-handed starter for Madison in his second start of the season. His line is complete here on the road on this Friday night. Kilpatrick going 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned. He did not walk a Rafter hitter and struck out 8 in 79 pitches. Arbaugh is a left-handed pitcher and a redshirt sophomore from Ann Arbor, Michigan, but attending Michigan State University. So growing up right around the University of Michigan, but going to the rival, and that's where he plays his collegiate baseball. And a last name that rhymes with Jim Harbaugh, the former football coach at the University of Michigan, winning them a national championship this past season. Left-down-lefty battle here for Arbaugh to begin his night against Trotter Boston. Boston showing bunt, pulling back the woe as the 90-mile-an-hour fastball was fouled back by Trotter. Count begins 0-1. Arbaugh last worked on the 28th of May in that marathon of a win against Eau Claire, the home opener for Madison, 18-10, two-thirds of an inning, four runs allowed by the left-hander. Two of them were earned, walked four, and struck out one as the 0-1 pitch misses high on a fastball to Boston to make it 1-1. Faced six express hitters in his season debut. Jack Matthews on deck. Jorge Degatti follows here in the sixth. 1-1 pitch misses high to Boston. As you can see, he wasn't able to complete an inning for Arbaugh, so control can be an issue for the left-hander. 2-1 the count. Game one of this three-game homestand here at Witter Field. After a week straight on the road, 2-1 fouled away just above us here in Press Row to make it 2-2. If you're visiting the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer and want to know what else there is to do besides attend a fantastic Raptor ballgame, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check them out at visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's visitwisrapids.com for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Count even at 2-2 on Trotter Boston. Coming off a two-out double back in the third inning, the payoff pops this one up in the air into shallow left field. Moreno coming in on it and is camped underneath to make the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting catcher from Ohio Dominican University, Jack Matthews. Matthews 1-for-2 today, a ground out to the shortstop. Shea Robinson retired the side back in the first. Most recently for Matthews, a two-out infield single in that two-run bottom half of the third inning. Out of the windup, Arbaugh. First pitch to Jack. Swung on and missed by the Raptor catcher. It's 0-1. 92 on the heater from the southpaw. Kyle Bender now throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. Evan Palmer was up an inning ago. A new right-hander could be entering the fray as the 0-1 breaking ball missing well outside from Arbaugh to even up the count at 1-1. Two-one our score, bottom six, the third of four consecutive ballgames between the Mallards and your Raptors. Matthews swinging away at this 1-1. It's sprayed foul down the right field line. 9-6 was our score Wednesday night in Madison, 4-3 last night. Both in favor of the Mallards. Raptors looking to get their first win against these Mallards this year and snap a two-game losing streak tonight at Witter Field. The 1-2 to Jack Matthews. Missing high and outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes on the three-hitter in the Raptor order. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Raptors. Those runs and hits all coming in the third as the 2-2 is fouled away. A run on five hits and no errors for the Mallards. Madison looking to improve to 7-3 on the season. As mentioned, the Raptors would like to be 5-5 when this ballgame comes to an end tonight. The 2-2. Missing outside, Matthews drawn a full count. Mallards are 2.5 out of first place in the Great Lakes West Division behind the 9-1 Wausau Woodchucks. Lakeshore, the lone 5-4 team in the division, 3.5 off the first place lead. 3-2, breaking ball missing outside for ball four. A 7-pitch walk drawn by Jack Matthews. Flips his bat and his shin guard back to the on-deck circle and gives a clap to the Raptor dugout saying, let's put some on here. It'll bring up Jorge Degatti. It's his third at-bat of this ballgame, his first game here at Witter Field this year. He's 0-2. Degatti, the junior from Nova Southeastern, it's his third college that he spent time at. First pitch to Degatti. This is low for ball one. Spent 2022 with his home state Florida Gators, 2023 in the Big Ten Conference with Indiana. A Miami, Florida native now has a 1-0 count in his third plate appearance of this ballgame. Arbaugh firing a fastball that misses high for ball two. In 2022 and 2023, Degatti played in 15 games, collected 14 at-bats between both stops. did not play this past year with Nova Southeastern, and most notably here in Wisconsin Rapids, 39 games played for the infielder outfielder last year. The 2-0 misses for ball three, and we'll have a quick conference between the catcher of Madison, Will Vierling, and their recently checked-in southpaw, Aiden Arbaugh. While the two chatted up, I want to remind you all of our friends here at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. If you're looking to come out to a homestand and catch a couple Raptor games here at Winterfield and are in need of a place to stay, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four lake companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets to Wisconsin Rapids this summer at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values. Mound meeting adjourned. Degatti sits with a 3-0 count and a runner on first with one down and a 2-1 Raptor lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 3-0. Misses high. Ball four. Degatti draws a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks drawn by the Raptors. Matthew will move to second base. Kyler McIntosh in search of his first hit of the night. Picked up his first hit as a Raptor an evening ago. A bloop single to center with two outs and two ducks on the pond that made it a 3-2 ball game. No pun intended there, but the Mallards in town. Nobody out. Say one out in the inning as Boston flew out to begin the frame. First pitch, breaking ball. Gets away from the catcher, Vierling. Both runners advance. They're on second and third with one out here in this sixth inning. Another opportunity for McIntosh here with two runners in scoring position. The entire infield in for Madison. Left side with Monroe and Robinson. The right side with Hamilton and Guerin. The 1-0 count and pitch to McIntosh. Pops this one up in the air. Foul territory down the first baseline. Guerin giving chase. Over his head. It's in and out of the glove. It'll be foul. Runners will have to go back to their respective bases. Would have been two straight nights with an over-the-shoulder grab for Blake Guerin. Supposedly, that catch that he made on Miles Vandenhoevel in the seventh inning last night made SportsCenter, was the number eight play in the top 10. 1-1 the count on the Raptors shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. After McIntosh, it's the sixth spot with Jake Beauchesne and then the seven hitter, Grayson Schaefer. Out of the windup, Arbaugh, his 1-1. A fastball that misses downstairs at the ankles for ball two. Raptors an opportunity here to make it a multi-run lead. Haven't had one of those against the Mallards yet this season. The 2-1. Hit in the air, center field. Dickerson coming in on it. He makes the catch, tagging his Matthew from third to the plate. The throw home is in time. A collision between Matthew and Vierling is a double play to end the inning. Score it 8-2 to retire the side. We head to the seventh. 2-1 remains the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
The third pitcher of the ballgame inserted for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors top seven here at historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. Kyle Bender, the right-hander from Folsom Lake College, will take over after Brandon Scott spins three scoreless out of the Raptor bullpen. 2-1 the score as Bender will be making his second appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season. All three runs between the two teams coming off the long ball and in the third inning. Charlie Marion, the right fielder for Madison, depositing a home run over the right field wall, and Miles Vandenhoevel of your Raptors responding in the bottom half of the inning with two outs and a shot to left center. For Kyle Bender, the 6'3 sophomore in Vacaville, California native, most recently, prior to Folsom Lake, was a member of the Washington Huskies program in the now former Pac-12 Conference. 8-9-1 do it for the Mallards here in the seventh. It'll be Corbin Dickerson, Shea Robinson, and Charlie Marion on this Firework Friday at Winter Field. The 4-5 Raptors and the 6-3 Mallards are doing battle for the third time in 12 total matches this season, the third game in the row, and the third of four consecutive. These two teams will face off once again tomorrow night here at Winter Field, a 6:35 first pitch, before the Lacrosse Loggers come to town to begin a home-and-home to Sunday matinee at Winter Field, a 1:05 first pitch just a couple of days from now. For Dickerson, he's 0-2 today. He went down looking in the second, a most recent ground out to Trotter Boston over at second base to end the fourth inning. Bender, the right-hander, his first pitch to Dickerson misses low and out for ball one. Looking at Bender's lone appearance on the season, I should say it's his third. Most recently threw at Wausau on June 1st. The 1-0 from Bender. Missing low and inside for ball two. It's his second appearance here at Winter Field. Made his first appearance in the home opener last Tuesday against Fond du Lac in that 7-4 loss. The 2-0 pitch. Missing in the dirt and outside for ball three. Fond du Lac game for Bender, threw an inning, allowed a hit and a run, walked one, struck out one, facing six Dock Spider hitters. The 3-0 pitch to the center fielder Dickerson. This is inside for ball four. Four-pitch walk drawn to begin this seventh inning. Against Wausau in that 17-10 game on Saturday, an inning thrown, didn't allow a hit, but a run off a walk and no strikeouts. Five batters faced against the Woodchucks in that one. To the ninth spot in the Madison order with the right-handed hitting shortstop, Shea Robinson. Robinson 0-2 in this ballgame as well. Bender out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber. Comes set and fires. Robinson showing bunt, pulling back as this one misses outside for ball one. Robinson a flyout to Tyler McClanahan in right field, his first at-bat that came back in the second inning. Most recently grounded back out to the hill in relief pitcher Brandon Scott in the fifth. Scott throws 36 pitches in three innings of work in relief of Ricky Williams tonight as the 1-0 pitch is hit on the ground foul down the third baseline. Scott, two hits allowed, no runs, one walk, and no strikeouts for the left-hander. Scoreless frames and donuts up on that scoreboard is all the Raptors care about no matter how you get them, and Scott did just that tonight. 1-1 the count, the pitch to Robinson misses outside for ball two. Raptors started off tonight with Ricky Williams on the mound from the University of South Carolina, making his second start of the season, both being on Friday and both being here at Winter Field. Williams throwing three innings, allowing a run on three hits, walking three and striking out two, and throwing 54 pitches. The 2-1. That one in and out of the glove of Jack Mathey. It's still called a strike on the outside corner to make it 2-2. No other action in the Raptor bullpen. It's gone righty-lefty-righty, and for the Mallards, Coley Kilpatrick, five innings of two-run ball, and Aiden Arbaugh took over in the sixth. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him looking. Robinson down on strikes, first out recorded here by Bender in the seventh. He's a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can induce a ground ball here from Charlie Marion. Marion today, responsible for the lone run for the Mallards mentioned earlier in the inning. Solo homer back in the third. Also drew a five-pitch walk in inning number one. Bender set the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Marion. A fastball on the inside corner. That's called a strike. Most recently, Marion grounded out three unassisted over to Grayson Schaefer, who took it to the bag in the fifth. Off first after drawing a four-pitch walk is Corbin Dickerson being held on by Schaefer. 0-1 the count, Bender set, six on the pitch clock, his next delivery. Missing low and outside, kicking off the shin guards of Jack Matthey and well out in front of home plate. Gives plenty of time for Dickerson to motor down to second and eliminate a potential ground ball double play here for the Rafters. For Wisconsin Rapids in the home half of the seventh inning, 6-7-8, two up. Jake Beauchesne, Grayson Schaefer, and Tyler McClanahan. A run on five hits and no errors for Madison. Two runs on four hits and no errors for your Rafters. No Justin Best in the lineup for Madison tonight. The Florida State outfielder hit a home run in the opener of this first of four at the Duck Pond to make it 6-0. Also played last night, but gets the night off here. The 1-1. A breaking ball in the outside corner, and it's a beauty from Bender. In there for a called strike two on Marion. Couple steps off second is Corbin Dickerson, the shortstop. McIntosh working in and out behind him. Two-strike delivery incoming here from Kyle Bender. Breaking ball, low and inside, laying off as Marion. The count evens at 2-2. On deck is Davis Hamilton, Alex Harrell to follow. Bender set, six on the pitch clock, his 2-2. On the outside corner, just misses. Marion's worked a full count in his fourth plate appearance here tonight. A fun environment to be had here in the first Friday of June, the 2024 calendar, and in this 31st Northwoods League season, the 3-2. Marion lines this one foul off the Mallard dugout down the first base line. We'll do the 3-2 again. Was talking to all of the fellow interns here at Witter Field and all the game day staff around. It feels good to be back home. An interesting start to the season after beating that aforementioned home and home with Fondy last week. Monday night at their place, Tuesday night here, and then three more straight home games before hitting the road for what was supposed to be five games in 6 days. Nonetheless, it was Friday to Friday the difference between most recent home battles. And time called by Jack Matthey behind home plate, delaying this 3-2 coming here from Kyle Bender. It's the longest road stretch the team will have if you're not including the All-Star break in Mankato in the middle of July. 3-2 coming here from Kyle Bender. He's set with one out and a runner on second. Breaking ball, hit softly right out in front of the mound. Bender will glove an underhand flip to first in time. Moving to third on the 1-3 put out is Corbin Dickerson. That's where he'll stay, with two outs in the seventh inning. Davis Hamilton will step into the box with the tying run in the seventh inning, just 90 feet away. Hamilton 1-for-2 in three plate appearances, a single in the first, grounded out to Trotter Boston over at second base in the third, most recently drew a six-pitch walk in the fifth. Extended his eight-game hitting streak. In the first inning, swinging away on the first pitch, chopped on the ground, over to second. Boston will glove, flip to first in time. A scoreless seventh inning for Kyle Bender. The Rafters hold on to their 2-1 lead. We head to the bottom half of the frame. 6-7-8 to up for Wisconsin Rapids. It's stretch time at historic Witter Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning from historic Winterfield. The Rafters hold on to a 2-1 lead on this Friday night battle with the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on your home for Rafter baseball, WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320, or on your Civic Media app. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's presentation of Rafters baseball. It's the 10th of 72 games in the 15th season of Rafter baseball, and they're looking to improve to 5-5. Jake Beauchesne out of the sixth spot, the right-handed hitting left fielder, will lead off this inning for the Rafters against the southpaw, Aiden Arbaugh. First pitch, foul tip into the glove of the Madison catcher, Vierling, and we're underway in this seventh inning. Arbaugh, the left-hander, set after working a scoreless sixth. And the 0-1 fastball is fouled back by Jake Beauchesne to make it 0-2. On deck, it's Grayson Schaefer. Tyler McClanahan will follow. The next two hitters to the Rafters are combined 0-4 with four strikeouts against Mallard pitching this evening. Pair of right-handers got the starts. Coley Kilpatrick for the visitors, and for your Rafters, it was Ricky Williams. 0-2 pitch. Hot smash over to first, gloved by Guerin. He'll take to the bag himself, three unassisted for the first out of this inning. Third of 12 matchups between the Rafters and the Mallards this season. Eight of those 12 coming here in the month of June. After tomorrow's game, the teams will take a few days apart before the Rafters will head back to Madison for two consecutive games next Thursday and next Friday night at the Duck Pond. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer from Aiden Arbaugh is a breaking ball in the outside corner and is called strike one. After those two games, the teams will wait another week or so, and then the next Friday, Saturday, the 21st and 22nd of June, the Mallards will come here to Witter Field. It's the 0-1 pitch, back-to-back breaking balls thrown by Arbaugh. This one misses high for ball one. A couple of ball games are scattered between Madison and Wisconsin Rapids in July. They won't meet in the 10 games in August. 1-1, breaking ball in the outer third. Schaefer watches it go by for a called strike two. Three straight off-speed deliveries from Arbaugh to the first baseman of the Rafters. Out of the windup, the 1-2 from the Michigan State Spartan. Hit in the air, right center field. Dickerson and Marion back out in front of the track. It's the center fielder, Corbin Dickerson, to make the grab for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up the eight hitter, Tyler McClanahan. Lefty on lefty battle here for the freshman from Orlando, Florida. Clanahan, a couple strikeouts as mentioned. Last night hit eighth as well and played right field. 0-2 in four plate appearances. T-Mac did draw a couple of walks, though. Led off that three-run seventh with a seven-pitch walk and later scored. Drew a five-pitch walk in the eighth. First pitch from Arbaugh to McClanahan's a fastball in the outside corner, and it's there for a called strike. For Madison in the eighth, their heart of the order. 3-4-5, due up Alex Harrell, Blake Guerin, and Will Vierling. On one pitch, that one misses low and inside. Check swing, McClanahan does not go around, says the third base umpire, William Jett, to make it a 1-1 count. The one ball, one strike delivery from Arbaugh is a breaking ball, and it's right there down the heart of the plate to make it 1-2. 76 on that off-speed delivery from the Ann Arbor, Michigan native. He's already ready to roll with 13 on the pitch clock. A one ball, two strike delivery coming here. fouled away just behind the Raptor dugout. We'll get another 1-2 here in this plate appearance for McClanahan. A new Raptor joining the roster today, wearing the number 0, Jack Weisinger. From the Division III, Pomona Pitzer. Played in the D3 College World Series last week. See if he gets an appearance here in this series. A 1-2 breaking ball in there for a call, third strike. 1-2-3, seventh inning for Aiden Arbaugh. We head to the eighth here at Witter Field. 2-1 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors. It's the fourth arm used tonight, and it's a Raptor debut for the left-hander out of Alabama State University, Juan Berrios. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. We're late into this one, and the Raptors lead the Madison Mallards by a score of 2-1. Kyle Bender throws a scoreless seventh inning, and that's all he'll get in his third outing of the season. Not allowing a hit or a run, walked one Mallard hitter and struck out a singular hitter as well, throwing 17 pitches. For Berrios, a 6-foot left-hander and a native of Puerto Rico, 9 outings this past season for the Alabama State Hornets, all out of the bullpen, an ERA over 10, a whip at a 1.85. Through 8 2/3 innings and worked 2 frames of 1-run ball against Troy back on April 2nd. Allowed 2 hits, didn't walk a batter in that one, and struck out 3. The left-hander is set, gets the 3-4-5 spots in the Madison order here, and the first pitch to Alex Harrell misses outside for ball 1. For the Raptors, when we get to the home half of the 8th inning, it'll be 9-1-2. Alex Brody, Miles Vandenhoevel, and Trotter Boston. A run on 5 hits and no errors for the Mallards. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch to Harrell's, a fastball that misses high for ball 2. 88 on that fastball from Berrios. All 2 runs and all 4 hits for the Raptors, coming with 2 down in the bottom half of the 3rd inning. Miles Vandenhoevel, 2-run shot to left center, gave them their first lead of the ballgame and of the season against Madison, as the 2-0 fastball from Berrios is in there for a called strike. Charlie Marion, the top half of that 3rd inning, broke the scoreless tie. A solo home run off Raptor starter Ricky Williams over the right field wall, but Vandenhoevel's homer and a couple hits after began to get some momentum back on the Wisconsin Rapids side of things. 2-1 pitch, fouled away by Harrell to even the count up at 2-2. Coley Kilpatrick, 5 innings of 2-run ball to start for Madison tonight. Ricky Williams, 3 innings, allowing just that home run to Marion on 3 hits to start for Wisconsin Rapids. Since then, 1 reliever used for Madison, now 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 is bounced in there from Berrios to make it a full count. Berrios joining the team on Sunday, right before their trip to Mequon to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. Only 3 games have gone by since he's joined the team, and in the 4th game of him being on the roster, he gets to make his Wisconsin Rapids debut. 3-2 the count. Third base side of the rubber, the southpaw fires. Fouled back by Harrell. You look down to the Rafter bullpen, holding on to another one-run lead. It's Max Weitzel, the closer, starting to get up and stretch. Down the line. 4-5 Rafters have needed Weitzel to collect the save in all four victories this season. The next 3-2 from Berrios. Fouled away again by Harrell. A good fight between these two to begin the bottom half of the eighth inning. Top half, I should say. Another 3-2 coming here from Berrios. Long pause with 12 on the pitch clock. The payoff. Hit on a ground over to third. Degatti backhands. Throws to first from third base. Dug out by Schaefer in time. 5-3 put out. A great throw and a great pickup from Grayson Schaefer. A 5-3 put out begins the eighth. Bring up Blake Guerin. Guerin, the cleanup hitter for the Mallards. 1-for-2 tonight in 3 plate appearances. Guerin grounding out 5-3 back in the first, drawing a 5-pitch walk in the third, and in inning number 6, led it off with a base hit. On deck after Guerin is Will Vierling. Berrios paused the first pitch. To the Mallard first baseman is a breaking ball. Check swing down the first baseline, and Brandon Wells says he went around. Count to begin 0-1 on Guerin in his fourth trip to the plate here tonight. Berrios peers into Jack Mathey. The newly acquainted battery agreeing on signs set the 0-1. Missing low for ball one. Guerin having his way with Rafter pitching in the last couple of days. A 3-hit game on Wednesday, an RBI single that he had in the first, a double to lead off the seventh on Wednesday night, and a 2-run double, and a 3-run bottom of the eighth that gave the Mallards a 9-6 lead and ended up being the final score. A 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. This is another one of those games for the Rafters this year where all the scoring has occurred in one inning. This happened last Wednesday against Waterloo here at Witter Field. One run in the sixth for the Bucks, two in the bottom half, coming off a home run similar to tonight. That one misses outside from Berrios. 2-2 the count. Another two-strike delivery coming here from the left-hander. Breaking ball. It's in there for a called strike. Now it's 3-2. Guerin will go to battle here, looking for his second hit of the night. It's his second 3-2 count, does Berrios, in his first Rafter appearance. Here it comes. That one misses low for ball four. Guerin draws a 7-pitch walk and reaches with one down here in the frame. Another lefty-on-lefty battle here in this ballgame, and the first that Berrios will get to encounter with Will Vierling. Vierling hitless in this one, drew a 7-pitch walk to lead off the second, hit into a 6-4 fielder's choice. A web gem for Kyler McIntosh to end the third inning. Most recently, Vierling grounding out 3 unassisted over to Grayson Schaefer in the sixth. Berrios set third base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Vierling, hit on the ground right side, Boston. Gloves, throws to second, one, McIntosh to first, not in time. Another one between the Rafters and the Mallards. Bang, bang, double play attempt, but it's not in time. The catcher Vierling beats it out. It'll go down as a 4-6 fielder's choice for the second out in this eighth inning. Boston fumbled it in his glove initially. That could have cost him the double play, but from our vantage point up here at the Witterfield Press Box, it looked like an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. We'll play on with the sixth hitter and third baseman for the Mallards, Jake Monroe. Berrios' first pitch to him is a fastball that misses high for ball one. On deck is Leah Moreno, Corbin Dickerson to follow. Mario set with two down in the frame. 1-0 pitch misses downstairs and inside, but a good block by Matthew, keeping it in front of him. Count moves to 2-0. Alex Brody to lead off the home half of the eighth inning. He's got an extra base hit tonight for the Raptors. That began that two-out rally in the third. 2-0 pitch, check swing. Moreno did not go around on the appeal down to first. It's now three balls and no strikes here on the Mallards' third baseman. We continue to look across the Northwoods League on this fine Friday night. Games getting further on. Bottom seven at Moonlight Grand Field. A tie ball game between the Woodchucks and Chinooks as the 3-0 fastball catches the inside corner from Berrios to make it 3-1. 2-2 is the score there. Rockford leading Royal Oak at Rockford Stadium in the top of the seventh by a score of 6-4. 3-1, two outs, runner on first, 2-1 the score. Top eight, Berrios is 3-1. This is low for ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn by Monroe to second is Veerling. Runner out in scoring position for the Ducks with two down in this eighth inning. Mike Spears, the first-year pitching coach for the Raptors, will make a quick trip out to the mound to talk to Berrios and Jack Matthey. Perfect time to remind all of you Raptor fans that are looking to make a trip to Wisconsin Rapids this summer to catch one of the final 31 remaining home games on the 2024 slate. Look no further for a place to stay than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suite in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mike Spears has left the mound. Matthew and Berrios still chatting it up, and now Jack Matthew is instructed by the crew chief and home plate umpire Shem Martin to return behind home plate. Out on second, it's Will Veerling, the catcher. Jake Monroe, who just drew a five-pitch walk, is on first. We'll be up to Liam Moreno out of the seventh spot in this Madison order, who is 1-for-3 tonight. Berrios looks into Jack Matthew. Plenty of time on the pitch clock before the first pitch in this plate appearance. Max Weitzel throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch misses inside to Moreno for ball one. The Wilmer Stingers lead the Eau Claire Express at Carson Park on the road. Bottom seven, 4-3. The score there in favor of Wilmer. Bottom five, the Waterloo Bucks have plated double digits at Riverfront Stadium in their home ballpark, 12-6 over the Rochester Honkers. 1-0 to Moreno is a fastball that misses low for ball two. Pitcher duel at Capital Credit Union Park. The 6-4 Lacrosse Loggers leading the 2-7 Green Bay Rockers. 1-0 in the top of the ninth. Thunder Bay looking for their ninth win of the season. And they have a commanding 9-1 lead over Duluth in the top of the eighth on the road as a 2-0 fastball is in there for a called strike from Berrios. Delayed ball game at ISG Field, home of the Mankato Moondogs. The 4-4 Moondogs are ahead of the 5-5 Badlands Big Sticks, 11-6 in that one. Bottom six at Joe Faber Field, another pitching affair. St. Cloud Rocks, the hosts, are down to the 2-6 Minot Hot Tots by a score of 1-0. 2-1 pitch misses inside to the right-handed hitting Moreno for ball three. And the traveling team on the 36-game schedule for the Northwoods League, the 1-2 Minnesota Mud Puppies back in action tonight. In Bismarck, they trailed the 6-4 Larks by a score of 6-2. Bottom seven there. 3-1 the count, 2-on, 2-out, top eight. Raptors lead at 2-1. The next pitch from Berrios misses up and out for ball four. It's the third walk issued in the inning by Berrios. Back-to-back five-pitch walks of Mallard hitting. To third is Veerling. To second is Jake Monroe. Tying run 90 feet away. It's the eighth spot in the Madison order and the right-handed hitting center fielder Corbin Dickerson. Dickerson's 0-for-2 in three plate appearances today. Struck out looking in the second against Ricky Williams. Grounded out 4-3 against Brandon Scott. Over to Trotter Boston to end the fourth inning. First pitch from Berrios to Dickerson. Hit softly on the ground over on the right side. Glove by Boston. Flips to second. Not in time. We're tied at two. Boston tried to get a quick turn to Kyler McIntosh. Sliding in. Feet first safe is Moreno. Fielder's choice. will bring home the tying run and make it 2-2. Monroe to third, Vierling into score. Raptors will need more than two runs to win this ballgame tonight. To the ninth spot here with Shea Robinson. Still the left-hander, Berrios towing the rubber. The first pitch to the nine hitter in the Madison order is fouled away. Big spot here for the Raptors now. Obviously having to get out of this inning, just trying to keep the ball game tied. No, the Raptors love having Max Weitzel in their bullpen, but they don't want to have to use him for every win. Want to try and win some games. Three of their four wins by just a deficit of one run. They won their most recent game in Lakeshore by two as the 0-1 pitch to Robinson misses low and inside to even up the count at 1-1. We got three finals. The aforementioned games in progress. Kalamazoo 9-4 over Kokomo. Battle Creek 15-7 over Fond du Lac. And Kenosha on the road 7-1 over the Traverse City Pit Spinners. The 1-1 to Robinson from Berrios swung on and missed on an off-speed delivery. Count moves to a ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, 2-2 the score, two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Raptors on the top step, giving words of encouragement to the left-hander Berrios in his first outing as a Raptor. The 1-2 hit in the air, right field. McClanahan will come in on it and make the catch. Side retired, not before. A run put up on the board by the Madison Mallards. Seven sent to the plate by Madison, and we're not at two. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're at historic Witter Field, 2-2 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Got a tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning from historic Witter Field. 2-2 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. Top half of this inning, the Mallards knotting us up on a fielder's choice. It was an attempted 4-6 fielder's choice to try and get out of the inning, but Trotter Boston could not make the flip in time to Kyler McIntosh, a run coming in to score. And now the Raptors have to go to work here against a new pitcher for Madison. It's the right-hander, number 32, Holden Harris. Harris, the freshman from Texas Christian University, making his second appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Through a third of an inning in that home opener last Tuesday against the Eau Claire Express, allowed two hits, three runs, all of which were earned, walked one, and did not strike out an Express hitter in the five batters he faced. It'll be Alex Brody for the third time tonight, and then it's back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel after that. Alex Brody came up huge in his first at-bat in the third inning. Two outs, nobody on, doubled to right field, and then one batter later, Miles Vandenhoevel delivered a two-run homer to left center field. The only two runs scored by the Raptors tonight and what's kept them in this ballgame. Other than that, Brody went down swinging in his most recent at-bat back in the fifth inning. Now Donnie Scott, the field manager of the Mallards, having a heated conversation prior to this bottom of the eighth inning with the crew chief and home plate umpire Shem Martin. Not sure what that's about, but we're going to resume play and get going here with the right-handed hitting Alex Brody. Harris, the right-hander, peering in and getting his signs from the catcher, Vierling. His first pitch of the second outing of the season is in there for a called strike right down the heart of the plate. Brody has collected three doubles now this season, including the one tonight, and three straight games appeared in with a double for Brody. Back on the fifth against Madison to begin the two straight road games between the two teams as an 0-1 pitch, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the outside corner is in there for a called strike two. Doubled against Lakeshore as well in the first inning of that 7-5 win on Sunday. A home run with two outs trailing in the ninth inning against Wausau on Saturday. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him looking. A three-pitch punch out from Harris to Brody begins this bottom half of the eighth inning. To bring up Miles Vandenhoevel for the fourth time tonight. Vandenhoevel, obviously the hero with that home run in the third, but a strikeout as well in the first, most recently flew out to the center fielder Dickerson to end the fifth inning. See if he can get something started for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of inning number eight. Harris, the right-hander, working first base side of the rubber. The first pitch, off-speed delivery, dotted on the outside corner, and it's called a strike on Vandenhoevel. We'll see where the Rafters go in the ninth. It still is Weitzel throwing down the line, so we don't know if it's going to be Max no matter what, whether it's a 2-2 ball game or if the Rafters can add something here. A one pitch, back-to-back off-speed deliveries from Harris, and back-to-back called strikes. The count sits 0-2 on Vandenhoevel. Juan Berrios making his Rafter debut in the top half of this inning. Throwing 30 pitches, allowing a run, did not allow a hit, but walked three, and that fielder's choice brought home the tying run of this ballgame as the 0-2 pitch is a fastball that misses up and out for ball one. Harris trying to go reverse sequencing there on Vandenhoevel, breaking ball, fastball, but we'll see what he does here with a 1-2 delivery. Harris set, hush falls upon the Witterfield crowd as the 1-2 is swung on and missed, went back to the heater, two up, two down, both by way of the K for Harris here in the eighth. Trotter Boston's one for three tonight, has an extra base hit. That was a two-out double following the Vandenhoevel home run back in the third inning. Other than that, Boston also went down swinging in the first and most recently flew out to the opposite field in the left fielder Liam Moreno to lead off inning number six. Jack Bathy on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow in the eighth inning. When we get to the ninth, it'll be the top of the order due up for Madison, Charlie Marion, Davis Hamilton, and Alex Harrell. The first pitch to Boston inside, having to get out of the way of that fastball. Count will begin with a ball and no strikes on the Rafters' second baseman. Another tight ball game here at Witterfield this season. What else is new? When looking at the three games in the homestand last week, the home opener was spoiled by Fond du Lac, a 7-4 final there, so it was still a save opportunity. Boston behind that 1-0 fastball to make it 1-1. Then the two Waterloo games were both one-run affairs. 7-6 last Wednesday, 2-1 last Thursday. And then the Rafters lost the finale of the homestand on Friday against Wausau by a score of 4-3. So these fans have been used to seeing in Wisconsin Rapids in the early going this year. 1-1 pitch, hammered in the air, deep right field. Marion back at the track, out in front of the wall. He makes the catch to retire the side. Boston barreled that one up well, but leaves it just a few feet short. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Holden Harris. It will be Max Weitzel to pitch the ninth for the Rafters. We'll be back in a couple minutes from historic Witterfield. You're listening to Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and